Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
What you want? That's Aretha bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Stephen Jones is our guest, our new friend, soon to not be new friend. We're going to get him back. He's got more to teach us. He's the medical director of safety for the Yale New Haven Health System. He's also associate professor of clinical medicine at Yale University School of Medicine and double board certified in internal and geriatric medicine. Dr. Jones, thanks again for being here. In the previous segment, You shocked us. You astonished me with the information about some research that showed that the third leading cause of death in America is medical harm. Things that happen, the medical profession killing people basically. And we talked about some of the things that could be instituted that would solve those problems, and those are all things that we talk about on this show, Dr. Jones. Accountability, performance, trust, being devoted to trust, meaning, and when I say trust, I don't mean trustworthy as much as I mean if I tell you I'm going to do it, I do it, or I tell you when I can't, why I can't.
Right. So, you know, Jim, it boils down to this simple rule: do the right thing. And people... most people come to work, the vast majority of people, whatever business, go to work with the intention of trying to do a good job. They don't go there saying, I want to mess up, I don't want to produce. People want to have a good day, earn their money, pursue their happiness. And the same thing is true of healthcare. But, you know, it's a very complex, high-consequence industry like aviation, like nuclear power. And sometimes people will, you know, unintentionally make an honest error. And what's traditionally happened, particularly in healthcare, it's been very punitive around, you know, the nurse who misidentified the patient, or the doctor who read the wrong x-ray, or the pharmacist who didn't verify a medication. And those people have been taken to task, either been sanctioned or, in some cases, even put in jail. And the problem with that is, you know, it doesn't solve the real issue, which is those people did not want to make that mistake. They're trying to do the job the best they could, but something set them up for a mistake. Maybe it was the way the system was designed. Maybe it was the way they were behaving. You know, when we're driving our car, and we all agreed a few minutes ago that most of us drive above the posted speed limit, and then we pick up our phone and start texting, well, that's another thing we're doing that's kind of violating the rule. And then when we have an accident, that's the result of a poor choice
and
human error.
Cause and effect is a fascinating phenomenon, isn't it?
But in healthcare, you know, making a mistake, you know, if people can hide it, they generally have in the past because of the fact that they don't want to get in trouble. And we're doing our very best to not do that anymore. I'll share with you a story. Very early in my career, in fact, the very first month I was a doctor, and believe me, I was truly dedicated, you know, to doing the very best I could. I was terrified of hurting anyone. I made a pretty significant mistake that almost cost someone their lives. Fortunately, thank God, it did not. Mm-hmm. But I remember how I was handled, and I was still held responsible. I was still held accountable. But the person who coached me around that and actually consoled me and said, you know, I'm sorry this happened to you, but, you know, you're still responsible. But here's what he said to me, which was profound. He said, you're a better doctor today than you were yesterday because of this. And it's just like that employee that Tom Watson had at IBM that made the million-dollar mistake. You're not going to make that mistake again, but here's the real richness. Is when we hide that mistake, I learned I would never make that mistake again, but right. I've been spending the rest of my career telling other people not to make that mistake. When we share that learning, then we become safer as organizations.
Well, and that's exactly right. And see, that's the thing. Another thing that we talk about here on the show a lot is I like to channel Edison, who is alleged to have said, failure successfully identifying what doesn't work, and creating an environment in our companies where people don't fear failure, they don't try to fail, but they know that if they do fail and they do it while they're taking initiative, that the boss is not going to fire them. They're going to say, okay, what did we learn?
Yeah,
that's what you're talking about.
Isn't
that
Jim, that's
isn't
spot
that
on.
The greatest four words in management? What did we learn?
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? If the employee is trying to do the right thing and they're working in an environment where they're trying to make it go and make it happen and they're well-intentioned and things go wrong, we need to learn and we need to support that employee. You know, and what often happens is we purge those people out of the organization and say, well, you must be the problem, and if we eliminate you, you know, problem solved. But what we haven't done is eliminate the issue within our own organization, which is whatever set that employee up for their error.
Right. So what's your last thoughts on this? How where do you think we go from here?
So here's what I would recommend. I think that the two things at play here is that, you know, whatever organization we're in, we have missions and visions and values. You know, we have our mission, which we pursue, and we have our values, which we protect. But when we're in the field, there are two things at play, which I mentioned earlier. You know, how well we've designed our organization, which are our systems. You know, it's not just computers. It's our policies. It's our protocols. It's our expectations for our staff and employees. And then how are we managing choices of people within those policies and procedures we have? And we've got to make sure that everything's aligned. The values are aligned, what we expect or what our employees expect. And we've got to make sure that we give our employees a system and the tools to do the things we expect them to do. We can't say, do this, and then not give them the right tools to do it. You know, it's like being a carpenter, you don't give them the tools.
Safe, where they feel safe.
Right. And always be out there, you know, measuring, you know, and talking to the employees. Mm-hmm. What are the barriers that are keeping you from doing your job well? What can I do to support you? And that's the challenging part is kind of, we call it rounding to influence.
Constant metrics will find little mistakes, which typically don't kill people, right?
Inspect what you expect.
Exactly. Hey, Dr. Jones, this has been great. Will you come back? You've got more to teach us.
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure, Jim. Thank you for having me.
You want to give us a website quickly, please?
I don't have a website to give you right now.
Well, get one ready.
I'll get one for you next time, okay?
There you go. Dr. Stephen Jones, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.